Well, very clearly, the presidential election 2011 is not far away, and apparently the government would have to put its house in order. So what is very apparent is that the president himself has been going about to different institutions and ensuring that the Zambian people as a whole will see that he is ready to work, but there are many people in his cabinet and other institutions who are not ready to serve, and that he is giving the promise that many heads will roll. He started with the mayoral district of Banjul, which is the capital, and moved about, and the roads were dilapidated in so many different places. Of course, he did indicate that it was the rain that was responsible, partly, and also the heavy vehicles. But then he felt that there has been gross irresponsibility as far as those who should administer that sector of the state. So he moved from there into the armed forces. So clearly, many heads are rolling. As far as I am concerned, what is important is to see that after 15 years, the government has not been able to achieve the fundamental aspirations of the Gambian people, because the roads are still dilapidated in so many different areas. And as could be seen also from the television appearances in sectors of the armed forces where he went, the housing conditions were in a terrible state.
Khalifa, the army general, General Long Thombong Temba, was allegedly arrested for his apparent failure to account for monies that was meant for the project in the army. The president has said that he's going to weed out corruption. Is this part of President Yahya Jammeh's program to weed out corruption as he promised?
Well, essentially, we are not very much aware of the arrest per se. You know, Lieutenant General Long Thombong Temba has been involved in sports and apparently has been out of the country. What is very clear is that he's been removed from his position. He's been dismissed. Whether there has been any arrest is yet to be confirmed. What is evident is that under the Constitution, Section 190, the President appoints people to that office of Chief of Defense Staff and the Armed Forces Chief, as well as the commanders of the Army, the Navy, and Air Force, in consultation with the National Security Council, and may also remove them in consultation with the National Security Council. What became very apparent is that on TV, the president visited one of the headquarters of the armed forces and was very much dissatisfied with the way the ranks are housed. And the conditions were deemed to be appalling. And what was indicated right and then is that provided resources for development to take place, and that development had not taken place to his satisfaction, and therefore those responsible for them had to be removed. And obviously, on the 9th of October, February, an announcement was made over GRTS, the state radio and television, that Lieutenant General Long Temba, who is the Chief of Defense Staff, then Chief of Defense Staff, has been removed with immediate effect and has been replaced with Major General Masane Kinche and the other Deputy Brigadier General Yankuba Zwane became also a Deputy Chief of Defense Staff. Other commanders were also removed from the armed forces, and clearly they had a lot of heads did roll on that particular day.
Now, Khalifa, how has ordinary Gambians reacted to the ongoing sacking and the president's recent statement concerning stamping out corruption in Gambia? What has been the reaction of Gambians concerning this latest move from the president?
Well, clearly, I can emphasize to you that these things happen in such a haphazard manner that it is very difficult for many people to conceptualize reasons and grounds for certain development. And this then comes to my position, that governments are governments because of institutions. And personalities do not really matter. It's the institutions which should function. Now, the issue of corruption comes with auditing, with issue of auditor general, auditing accounts, and ultimately preparing a report. And based on the audited accounts, one can identify if any anomalies had actually taken place and if anybody would be found culpable for such anomalies. Then you take people before courts of law in order to try them. And then actions are taken. So here is a different scenario taking place. The president is in charge, of course, constitutionally, he is removed. But what is essential is always due processes taking place, and therefore, if they do take place, people can be competent the grounds for certain action being done. Anyway, what is very clear is that there is an element of unilateralism in all these actions, and consequently, institutions are not being built as they should be built in a democratic society. This is one anomaly.